We're going to continue in this session talking about the syllabus, and then we'll get on to our other issues after that in terms of geography. I want to introduce you to, as part of our introduction, some of the websites that you'll find helpful. Here, this week, in this class, we will not be using online quizzes. That's what I normally do in my classes, but I think it's just too complicated to do that here in Sri Lanka. But I do want to introduce you to BibleStudyDownloads.org. What we do with Bible Study Downloads is, here's the website right here for the class where it has the pyramids of Egypt. And what I do on this site is to put all of the materials for the course up on the site. So you have both the PowerPoint as well as the written materials. Everything's basically up there. All right. I'm trying to see how to how to get my my various things here working though. So on the website, let me see, there we go, at Bible Study Downloads. If you go to it, you'll see at the top we have translations on the left and various course notes on the right. So I'm in the English portion of the site. That means that all I have to do is click on one of these files to download it. And then you can download it to your computer. The same thing applies when you go to the other sites, the other translations. You see right now that we have Mongolian and Thai. This one is Khmer for Cambodia, Vietnamese, Indonesian, and Chinese. And you can go over to those sites, for example, go to the Chinese site, and then all of the various materials, everything shifts to Chinese. So my students have been working hard on this for years to put all this in Chinese. And the goal is to do the same in these other languages. You'll see that they're at various levels of development. Bahasa Indonesia doesn't have as much. But what I want to do is I want to establish a Sinhala site and also a Tamil site for the class here. That way, you can go on up, and other pastors can go on up to the website. You can download these materials in Sinhala. And I would invite you to, as you translate these things, actually send them to me, and then I'll be able to put them up on the site. Naranjala, you've got the Book of Ruth, right, in Tamil. So she's worked hard to do all the Ruth slides, so those other Tamil speakers, you shouldn't be working on Ruth. She's already done all the work. Do you catch what I'm saying? Then if she gives it to me, tomorrow she'll give it to me, I'll upload it on the Old Testament survey in the Ruth section, and then that's available for all of you. It'll save you so much time. So what I try to do is when other people have PowerPoint that they worked hard on, they've developed, and they give it to me, I just thank God. that saves me time. The problem we have right now is that people's expectation for PowerPoint is higher and higher and higher, right? The simple PowerPoint, we just kind of go, oh, that's kind of boring. But to have higher quality PowerPoint takes more time. And everybody has less time. Do you see the big problem? So I'm trying to have some kind of solution here. We have less time to produce higher quality PowerPoint. The only thing I can think of, the way to resolve that, is for us to work together. When I'm working hard on these things, I put them up there. You work hard on them, give them to me, I put them up there. And then we're not in competition with one another. We need to help one another with greater synergy. So after all the PowerPoint is done, God willing, we'll go through the notes. And I probably will die before all these 500 pages of notes are all translated. But I can work on it until I die, right? And so let's just keep doing that. And so I don't really have anything in Tamil or Sinhala that's in print, except for the seminar called The Bible Basically, that is actually almost finished in Tamil. And we're going along the way in Sinhala, and I'll show that to you in a minute as well. So here are all our PowerPoint presentations for this course. We are still in this one right here called Syllabus, 00 Syllabus, OT Backgrounds. And if you click on it, it should just download right to your computer. I can see it's being downloaded right now. I don't really need it downloaded because I already have it. What I'm going to do is put a little audio right here of the things that I'm telling you right now. I'll add an audio link for ancient Near East peoples of 27 slides. That means English, and OB is Old Testament backgrounds. And then 4828 is this is the unique number for that presentation. You'll see that we do have an audio there. So if I click on audio, it'll shift on over to audio.
This
and I will... I'll be over. I'll be trying to talk against myself right now because it'll give my voice talking over. And you could do that. That way it'll help you to see actually what's on each one of these slides as you go through. I've had the course up there for many years without adding any audio, but now I'm trying to work on getting the audio going on these. Sometimes it'll have two audio. This session will, because I actually have two class sessions to cover the syllabus. 105 pages, it's too much typically to cover in one session. In our next few sessions, we'll do the geography of the ancient Near East in Israel. So that'll be session 26, and all you have to do is click on that and download it to your computer. Geography, Jerusalem, etc. All of these, I'm giving a version number at the end. So you'll see back to the syllabus here, I'm on version 5 of the syllabus. When I make changes to it, add slides, delete slides, then I'll make a new version number. That way, when you come up later, you'll go, oh boy, this is version 7 here. I only have version 2 right now. Helpful for you to download the new version. It'll take out some of the problems with it. So that's the goal. The goal is, after this week, I'll go up to Kandy, and I'll be teaching this same class next week in Kandy. And the students there also will be both Sinhala speakers and Tamil speakers. And you, together working with the class for next week, will work together to translate. Each one will translate a different file, and that way, when we get to the end of it, you'll have all these various files. You can see the same thing if you go to the downloads link here on the website. You can actually search by language. So, for example, those of you who are Sinhala speakers, you can just click on Sinhala here on the left, and it'll show you which courses are available in Sinhala. For example, let's go to New Testament backgrounds, and you'll see what was translated last time when I was here. There's about 12 or so of the sessions that are translated. Excuse me. So a couple of them I need a little help on. I need to... excuse me. I need to know how to say feast and literary. These words still need to be translated. So maybe... Naranjala, didn't you do this one? I thought you translated this one last time. Feast? Yeah, I just need to have that in. And then if you want to shift on over to, is this Tamil? Yeah, here's the Tamil one. So for New Testament backgrounds, here are the various files in Tamil. Some of you who were in my class last time have translated these. These are all available for you, and all you have to do is click on them, and then you can teach these in your churches. They are also editable files. Most people, when they put their images up on the internet, they put them up as a PDF, and you cannot edit it. I don't do that. Sometimes I'll put a PDF along with the PowerPoint or a PDF along with the Word file. But I want to make sure there's an editable version up there. That way you can go to it and you can translate it. Narangela, that's what you have in Ruth, right? That's how you were able to translate the Ruth PowerPoint, because it is up there as a regular PowerPoint file. So that's a bit about the website. So the goal is to come up with those other ones. Yes, Robin?
Are you aware of the sixth one?
So if I click on this, it will download to my computer here. You'll see it's 23 megabytes. So it downloads pretty quickly. We've got some good speed. And if I go up to that... Yeah, looks like I have a font problem still. Oh, okay. Now this font is better. Here's this font. So what I want you to do is I want you to use the most commonly used fonts. And I know these are changing, but here's... It should look good. Some of it needs a little bit of editing. You can see this part right here needs a little bit of editing. All right, so here's a Roman Empire, etc. All right, some of these will look better than others because it depends whether I have the font loaded up on my computer. Here's a little bit about Tiberius, for example. Okay? That's the basic idea. Did that answer the question you were thinking of? Were you wondering if the fonts were?
That's it.
Was that the one you translated? The font that looks fine is MS Gothic. MSP Gothic. The one you have on the first slide is ARPL KITM GB. This is Bamimi. So the Bamimi font, is that less used font or is that a commonly used one? It was common, and the problem is with my computer, then that's not a problem. I just need your help maybe to upload it to my computer. Bamimi is a good one. It says Bamimi, but I don't know. Is that Bamimi right there?
Yeah. Yes.
So it's saying, and maybe obviously it works on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Which one? Yeah, I want you to use Unicode. Is Bamimi a Unicode font? See, it's not working on my computer. Even though it says it's Bamimi and I've got Bamimi font, I have it loaded up on my computer. There's something wrong with the conversion of it.
Because this is normal, typical Tamil font. Now, in order to use it in Unicode, you need to convert this font to Unicode. So, we use another software to convert this font.
So whatever software you need to do to convert your font to Bamimi.
Bamimi?
Yeah, do it in such a way, if you want to test it a little bit, let's talk about that, you know? Give me one slide or something like that. And I want to see if I'm able to read it on my computer.
Can you open the first slide?
The main thing is that you can, you and all of your friends can read it on your computers. Because obviously I can't read Tamil or Sinhala anyway. But I do, I can tell whether it's working or not without knowing the language. And this obviously has some problems. Why this part works fine on the first part of the word, but the second part, oh, it switches to Bamini. So this word right here in yellow on slide one, is the Kaitiam. Kaitiam. And then. And that's Unicode. See how the Unicode shows up nicely?
Yeah, because you can use anywhere.
So I want you to use Unicode. That'll show up nicely on my computer and millions of other computers. But if you, if it looks like this and somebody's got to go through your presentation and change all the fonts, that's not, you know, you're not going to, your work is not going to benefit others as much as you would like or I would like. If I go to slide three, the whole page, everything it says it's Bamimi, and it supposedly, and it obviously worked on, was it Robin, you translated this? It obviously worked on your computer, because it would, I know it didn't look like this on your computer. But this is where you all can help one another use the best fonts, the best Unicode fonts. Okay? You know more about this than I do. Narangela was telling me during the break, she said she didn't know how to type in Tamil until this course, but now she knows how to type in Tamil. So that's one of, I mean, the course that I taught in 2017.
Can you open the first three slides because she...
So here's the first slide.
The first three
links. Introduction and the top of the section.
First three links.
Oh, you mean to download in Tamil?
Yeah.
All right. So to download in Tamil, we've got, here's the NB, New Testament background. So you did number one. All right. So there's no need for me to download it because I have all this already. So here's the slide that you saw earlier that I had in English.
That's also Bamimi.
So this is Bamimi. This is Bamimi. Yeah. So I need your help to have my, maybe you can help me to know how to get the computer up, because it looks like I have the font, but the font's not, is not showing properly. And it's probably a problem with my computer. I download SBL Greek, the Society for Biblical Literature Greek. I downloaded that as well, but it doesn't show up. So there might be something wrong with my computer. And we can help one another with this on the breaks or something.
Because the person who has Tamil font, the Bamimi font, he is only having access to read the slides. Because in order to read this, we need Bamimi font.
Right,
so
we need...
If you use Unicode, we don't need a software. You can use anywhere.
Yes, this is why I want you to use Unicode. If you're doing your font and then you have to convert it to Unicode later on, please do that. Because you can see what it looks like. And I don't know if you can automatically just go through the whole thing. So I was telling you about my being from San Francisco. So this doesn't... It's not that helpful. So here's the picture of my wife, you know. Anyway. So I need your help in doing that, even on these other presentations. So the problem is with the presentation. It's not with my computer. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. The phone program. We have Unicode. It's universal.
Okay.
The problem with Unicode is you can't style it. You don't have style.
You cannot style the Unicode, then it limits it a little bit, but still use it.
Yeah, you can read it.
It's better. Obviously, it's better to be able to read it than it is to be able to style it and make it a different color, etc. So we're going to have just the one website, the Bible Study Downloads website. And now that I know which languages you speak and who's in the class, later today I will assign you certain files that for you to translate. And I have this massive plan with thousands of slides. And what I'll do is for the course, I have all the presentations, and then I'll list your name and I'll show which presentation you're supposed to do. For example, we don't have Jacob here, do we? Yeah. Okay, so I'll take Jacob off. I'll put someone up here, like Naranjala. Maybe what I'll do is I'll shift you up here. You do the 72 slides that are on this one, DSS, presentation 23. So that's Dead Sea Scrolls. And so I'll shift it. I'll give you guys a printout of this later or whatever. That's the idea. Your name will be listed here, and then it'll show how many slides in each presentation you can translate. All right? It can be a very elaborate sort of thing, but this is how I have things going in 49 languages now on the website. It has to be very, very organized to keep it all going. In terms of your quizzes, let's see if we can go back here. Yeah. Note that all of the quizzes for the course are closed book, right? So I'll give you a quiz tomorrow. You'll have four quizzes, actually. And you can see on page 2 what you'll be quizzed on. At the end of session number 8, you'll see that it says there, quiz 1. And there's on the syllabus, you have a different syllabus that's bound with your notes. Sorry about that. That's my present syllabus back in Singapore. So I made this separate syllabus for you that's the loose bound one. You'll see on session 8, it says quiz number 1. That means that quiz is on everything that's before it. And I just generally have one question. Like one question about Jerusalem, one question about pagan literature, one question about Old Testament canon, etc. Just basic questions, okay? So if you do the reading, you should do fine on the quiz, and we'll take a little time after session 8 there in terms of the quizzes. All right? But those are no Bible, no notes, you know, just take them like a normal quiz. So, yes.
Now, these readings like 12 page, 4, 3, 5 pages.
I'm showing you the number of pages to read on the right-hand side.
So we have to read and tick it ourselves.
You keep track on the, you can tick on that second to last column there, which ones you've finished. And what I'll do on the quiz, your first question on the quiz will be, how much of the reading did you do? So if you've done all this reading, then you'll get already 50 points on the 100-point quiz. So that's pretty good. Yeah, so if you do all the reading, you're already up to 50 points out of 100 points. And all you have to do is get one of those 5 questions correct. You'll get 10 points, brings you up to 60. So you're already past the quiz. The important thing is to be able to do the reading. Yes,
so
Robin?
All readings are compulsory? Four readings are there? Four
yeah.
Readings.
So I'm having you catch up a little bit on the ones you've got for today. But there's really not that many pages. 12 pages on Jerusalem, and then 4 and 3 and 5. But you'll see that there's 24 pages of reading for today. It's on the upper right-hand corner here. So I'm totaling these for you. 24 pages. There's 39 pages of reading for tomorrow. So your heaviest reading will be today, and because you're trying to make up for Monday. All right? Reading the 24 and read the 39 for tomorrow. So that's a good 50 or 60 pages of reading. Then it goes down a bit. 44 pages due on Wednesday, 63 on Thursday, 52 on Friday. Okay? Yeah, so please read before you come to class. That means you're probably going to have to set aside some other things. It's 170 pages total reading, which is actually not bad for a master's level class, for an MDiv class. And the idea is for you to finish the whole course, if you can, this week. Most of you probably will need some extra time to do translation, but my goal is to try to end the class by the second period on Friday. And then we'll have 4 hours available for translation work. So I'll be here. Instead of you taking a final exam, I'll be here. I can help you understand the things. But you would need to have a computer to do that. So I want you to bring your laptop computer on Friday. We'll download the presentation that you're supposed to translate. You can help one another. You may need help with one another in loading up the fonts, learning how to do it. You can help one another in these things in either Tamil or Sinhala. Yes, Robin? We're going to do that instead of having a final exam. I haven't had anybody complain about me taking away the final exam. So it'll look like this. Your course grade will be this. You do the 170 pages of reading today, and then you take the 4 quizzes, that'll be 66-67% of your grade. And then you do the translation project, that's the other 1/3 of your grade. So you'll see on the syllabus I'm putting on I'm saying on readings 33%, quizzes 33%, translation 33%. And I want to give everyone about 100, maybe a little bit less, 100 slides to translate. Sometimes there's not even anything to translate on the slide. Sometimes it's just a picture. Other times they're more detailed. But I try to have a lot of variety in the slides. And the reason why I do this is because this is what the assignment filing system of students normally looks like. You do a research paper, I give it back to you. This is the file. You put it in. And I'm trying to go, listen, there's got to be a better way. And I met Dr. John Fryman, a godly man who has his reward in heaven now. But he established this organization called the Bible, basically, that teaches people to go through the Bible. And so my students have been translating the Bible, basically seminar, into all these languages for the last 16 years. And it's getting taught around Asia. And here's the Tamil. I didn't put the Sinhala one up here. It's finished in Bahasa Indonesia. It's finished in Chinese. And basically what the seminar is almost 1,000 PowerPoint slides, a 100-page student workbook, and then a 400-page teacher script, a narration script of what the teacher's supposed to say. That's all done in English, Chinese, Hindi, Indonesian, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Russian, and Spanish. And we're almost done in Tamil. Just have a little bit more to do in Tamil. And the basic idea of the seminar is to envision the whole Bible being like 10 file folders. every event of the Bible, you'd put it into a file folder. And you base it on the number 7. If you can envision a C and before it and an S and a J after it, basically that 7, we divide it into 4 plus 3. And this little memory device, C43SJ, actually gets you through the whole Bible. That's your memory device for the whole Bible. You don't believe me, do you? You want to say it with me? C43SJ. Say it out loud. C43SJ. You're wondering, what in the world do these things stand for? Well, C stands for creation. That's followed by four people that will get you through basically the Pentateuch. Three societies get you all the way through the rest of the Old Testament. Silence is the 400 years between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And the one word, Jesus, is your keyword summary for the whole New Testament. Isn't that crazy? This is the most basic way to teach all the way through the Bible that I've ever heard. And I was not a believer, but I did learn to do it. So let's say it together, okay? C, creation, 4, people, 3, societies, S, silence, J, Jesus. That gets you all the way through the whole Bible. Not only that, it gets you through the intertestamental period, the 400 years between Malachi and Matthew, under the S there. So the different parts of the seminar goes for about 10 hours, maybe 12 hours. And so it highlights these various ones. For example, the four people are noted as Abraham, Joseph, Moses, and Joshua. That's going to get you through the first 6 books of the Bible. If you have a hard time remembering Abraham, Joseph, Moses, and Joshua, just remember that a judge must judge, right? If a judge doesn't judge, what's he doing? You know? So AJ, MJ. So do you remember who the four people are? A is for Abraham. J is for Joseph. Then the M is for Moses. A judge must judge. Must be another J there. And the last J is Joshua. AJ, MJ. A judge must judge. So there's the four people. So now we've got creation. Let's say it together. Creation. And then Abraham. Say it together out loud. Joseph. And then Moses. And Joshua. There you go. You're halfway through. You're halfway through the 10 file folders because there's the first 5 right there. Now what about the 3 societies? What are these 3 societies? If you remember in geometry, that little bent line part of the circle, do you remember what that's called? Arc. Not Noah's Ark, not Ark of the Covenant, but ARC. That ARC will help you remember in English. Anarchy, period of the judges. And then the R would be royalty. Here's Kings and Chronicles. And then finally, the Old Testament ends with captivity. Captivity and the return from captivity. That's your overview of the Old Testament. ARC. So ARC, ARC. So see what we've got so far? Just to review. The C, and then the 4-3. Right? The C is for creation, the 4 are for people, and the 3 are for societies. Right? So let's see if we can remember those. You start with the 7, you put a C before it and a S after, J after it, and then you break down that 7 into 4-3. The creation is followed by 4 people, 3 societies, silence, and Jesus. And it pretty much looks like this to go through the whole Old Testament. There's your C43. We're going to add silence and we're going to add Jesus. And the idea there is that those 10 file folders is like a 10 file folders in your head. So let's see if you could turn to the person next to you and go through the 10 file folders. I'm going to blacken the slide here. Pair up two, and you can do it with me, okay? Let's see if you can, see if you can say the 10 file folders. Can you say them? Okay, and then what are the 10? The C is for
creation.
Okay,
and for people.
Uh huh. And who are they?
Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua. Okay.
Very good. A judge must judge. Yeah.
Sorry.
A judge must judge. Yeah. How about the what are the three societies? The memory device. Uh huh. So anarchy is followed by AR.
Royalty,
good. And then C is for ending the Old Testament. ARC. Anarchy, royalty. How does the Old Testament end with? C is for captivity. Yeah. And then the final two? SJ, S is for
silence
in Jesus. Very good. Good. I hope you guys all got it. So it looks something like this. Abraham, yeah. Kind of going through all of them. All right? Now this works in other languages. So I've had my students translate it, for example, into Bahasa Indonesia. You know, and it's instead of C7S. J, it ends up with a Y there for Jesus. But the whole thing works. And did you know that in Indonesia, that 7 equals 4 plus 3 also? Well, of course it does, yeah. We're ready for a break, I think, right? So that's basically the whole idea. And you'll find that the same thing, we're working on this to have it go into Tamil and Sinhala. So I invite you to go up to the website and be able to do that, and that way you'll be able to learn it and be able to teach it in your churches. I'm teaching this, I've taught it in Mongolia, teaching in Singapore. It's being taught around China, and it's really quite a good seminar to be able to share with other people.